So, the monad reflects the soul. The soul reflects us. And let's go back to the dream. In the dream, you're not all there. Just a portion of you are there. So the monad reflects the soul. The soul reflects down to us. And what was specifically your question in relation to that?
Well, you explained the part where the soul is a percentage, is a small percentage of the monad. But I'm just trying to understand the Holy Spirit there where God drew the line and said, I'm not going to allow you to play this game and get lost eternally.
So you don't know what the Holy Spirit is?
Right.
The Holy Spirit is part of the mind of God. The composite, which we call God, didn't want the break-offs to be broken off for eternity. Okay, so he created with the power of his mind a mental composite that bridges the material and spiritual world. So God can, the original God that we created cannot really come down here. Okay, so he has to send intelligences here to bridge the world, and we call this the Holy Spirit. It's the bridge between the two worlds, and it's a portion of the thought process of God that extends between the two worlds. So, which allows God to put his attention on expanding the spirit of the universe and creating new sons of God. Any other questions on that? Okay. Okay, well, it's a pretty heavy-duty subject. If you believe it, fine. If not, fine. If you want to run it by your soul, fine. And if you run it by your soul, you might get some additional light that we even didn't talk about here. Okay, any other questions before we wrap it up? Okay, my friends, I hope I didn't scare any of you off by talking about this. But when you think about it, they say, well, there's a God and he just exists existed forever. Well, he has to exist on some type of principle. You know, everything that exists has to be on some type of principle. What principle does God exist? And it's interesting that Joseph Smith said we exist on the same principles that God does. And we're actually co-equal with him. And that was an interesting phrase that made co-equal with God. Now, some of the transcriptions said co-eternal, but most of them say co-equal. And I think people saw co-equal and they thought he must have meant co-eternal. And so they kind of changed that.
JJ?
But, yeah.
Can I make just, not to interfere with your thought, but just to make a quick point, because I'm going to be teaching my little segment on Sunday morning. When you read that thing from Joseph Smith, just remember that he used the word first principles of man. Joseph Smith used the phrase, the first principles of man, and then he said you could not understand the true nature of man without understanding the true nature of God. I'm just saying that because we need to remember that when I do my little thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's amazing that Joseph Smith said that. I'm just saying that right now. Just start being amazed right now.
Yeah, I'm glad the way you said that.
God himself could not create himself. Yeah, God himself could not create himself. Okay, well, how was he created then? He was created by us. Gathering together and creating something, a higher, much higher equivalent to what we would call an AI. That took on the intelligence, shared the intelligence of every monad intelligence in the whole universe, and the sharing was complete. So when Rain was up there as a monad with God, you were aware of every other single monad in the system. And you were aware of every single piece of intelligence that was in circulation. And for some odd reason, you decided to come down here and limit yourself and experience a world of time and space and pain and death and taxes.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Sounds like the four principles.
Yeah,
Borg knows everything that everybody is seeking.
A little bit like the Borg, except for one thing. The Borg are assimilated by force. We all joined the God system by our free will. Okay. We wanted to join the God system so that we could share in everything. Whereas the Borg assimilates by force. So, no, I don't want to be part of the Borg. Oh, okay. And true language of mine. Yeah.
I thought one has a multiple.
You could call the Borg the anti-God.
But the principle is the same. I know everybody's thoughts.
Yeah. You know everybody's thoughts. Nothing. And even Jesus prophesied that he heard us. He said there will come a time when nothing will be hidden. Everything will be shouted from the rooftops. And that's kind of true now with the internet and everything and AI. And pretty soon you won't be able to hide anything. It's just about happening now. Okay, you've been a good group. Any other comments?
This is just my suspicion that a correspondence to, we talk about the founding of the nation, right? They hammered out all these principles of what makes a government work. And I believe that's kind of what they did in this formation of God. These groups of monads came together and they hammered out the true principles of what would work with God. Because you've talked about, you know, God is the combined intelligence of everything, and it is what works. And so I believe that they hammered out these principles. You know, cause and effect already existed, but the principle of freedom, the Christ principle, in the molecular principle in some regard, all the principles that actually work, that is what they came together and decided.
Look at the founding fathers making the Constitution. They say, well, what is a good thing to put in this Constitution? Okay, free speech, Second Amendment, no search and seizures type of thing. And they put all kinds of protections in there to ensure that our government would be a beneficial government. But, you know, there's a lot of people have since rebelled against that. They don't like free speech. They don't like certain things that's in the Constitution, and they want to change it. But there's the majority of people like the Constitution overall. And the same thing with the God system. And what could be called the devil, or the devil comes from a word that means... antagonist or opposer, and so what could be called the devil would be just somebody that wants to rebel against the system, so to speak. But yeah, the advantage though in the creation of God is that we existed on a higher level, so there was strong consensus and understanding about everything that was good. It's like when the founding fathers got together, they had a very strong consensus that free speech was important, and they wanted to protect that. And line by line, and point by point, love, peace, security, joy, happiness, all these good things, they wanted to incorporate into the system so that they could share in these wonderful qualities that would make eternity a wonderful place to be. Okay. Anything else, my friends? You probably think we're crazy, huh?
I think I need more background.
Okay. that's an interesting subject. If it's give you some food for thought, if you don't believe it, that's fine. If you believe it, that's fine also. If you contemplate this, you might be surprised. Like Tyler over here, he's been thinking about it a lot, and he keeps coming up with ideas as to how everything might work. And so that's good. That's if we don't do anything but that, get you thinking and trying to connect with your soul, then that's a good thing.
Okay, how am I supposed to explain all this to Loretta?
Probably be best not to. Now I'm going to rewrite the first part of the book on molecular relationship where I'm going to include it, and then that will be cohesive enough that might be good to present to other people then.
Why the molecular relationship?
What was your question?
Why put it in the molecular relationship? How we created God?
Well, because I've already talked about God in the beginning of everything in the first chapter, so I thought I'd rewrite that to include what we talked about here. It would be pretty interesting to have in there. And the creation of God is very similar to the creation of a molecular relationship, where we're creating something greater than ourselves.
JJ, when did you come up with this?
When or why?
When?
A couple of weeks ago.
I was dropping in.
Okay, my friends.
What time do we meet tomorrow?